Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. This week, we'll be continuing our look on time management, and we'll be answering the question, how do you go about making effective plans for your work? Here's a thought. Every activity in a person's life must be planned for. Every activity must be given a time to be done. This will ensure your life is orderly and your days have peace. So here's a thought and here's a question. Have you ever been in a situation where you have things planned out to the T and everything just works perfectly and just click? Or just flip it over. You have so much things to do, but it's like the sky is falling down because you don't have everything in place and what should go wrong went wrong. So here's where we'll turn to the scriptures now, and we'll be looking on Ecclesiastes 3 verse 17 and Jeremiah 29 verse 11. And it says, I thought to myself, God will judge righteous people as well as wicked people, because there's a specific time for every activity and every work that is done. And Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace, not disaster, plans to give you a future filled with hope. So why should you create a time, or why should you assign a time for each activity? And there are four reasons. One, to help you keep your promise. Also, to give you a future filled with hope. To ensure that you have peace of mind, and also help you avoid disaster. Jeremiah 29:10-11. How can you make effective plans? The promise is that when you make effective plans, you will have peace of mind, keep you to your word, and also give you a future filled with hope. When you assign a time to get a task done and you actually follow that plan, you keep your word not only to yourself, but you make a commitment to getting the thing done by a certain time. So we looked on in terms of having effective plans, and we're looking on that and knowing going forward. So here it is that when you're making an effective plan, the importance is to assign a time for every activity. Everything must be on your calendar. Everything. And to prove that, how do you actually do that? And to do that, here's how you to actually do that. Through scripture, set the time to begin and the time to finish. Isaiah 46 verse 10. Lay out everything that you intend to do. Execute the plan the way you intended it. And reach out to people to help you execute that plan. Isaiah 46 verse 11. So, to make an effective plan, everything that is going to be on your calendar should have a start and an end time. So that's why when you evaluated your time, you should have an idea how much time you need to complete a task. And then now, you block out that on your calendar. The next thing is now, lay it out in terms of the steps to complete the task and execute it based on those steps. If you need additional help, that's when you recruit other persons to help you. Effective plans are like water to seeds, ideas. These plans are created to produce results. They are used to nurture your ideas, which is the seeds in fertile soil. After much nurturing and watering, they produce food for people. Think of yourself like a farmer with a bag of seeds. You need an irrigation system to continuously water your seeds. When they are planted, that is why you need a plan. So how the Word of God helps you to make an effective plan? One, the Word of God is like rain and snow. The word will not return to God until it waters the earth. It will nurture the earth so that it produces seed for farmers and food for people, and also it will achieve the results God intended. Isaiah 55:10-11. So what are the benefits of creating an effective plan? One, the benefits of godly plan is that you will lead your task with joy. Also, you will lead from a place of peace, and others around you will respond the same. Isaiah 55 verse 12. The flip side is that you will lead from a place of torment. You will start your task discouraged and nobody will support you. Isaac had an idea and a seed within, and within a year prospered in the land of the Philistines, Genesis 26:17-22. When godly plans are executed, they produce assets. These assets produce fruit in season. So that is why you need an effective plan. So my question to you this week is that, have you assigned a start and an end time to your task, all activities that you plan to do throughout the year? Whether it is from your family time, work time, recreation time, sleeping time, and all of that, even eating time. Have you assigned a start and a finish time? Also, have you laid out the steps to how are you going to execute those plans? And have you recruited persons to help you to execute those tasks that you have going forward? Something to think about this week. God bless you. And until next time, one love. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.